Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
What's up, everybody? Good morning. Well, it's morning for me.
Day, afternoon, night.
Well, it may be
whatever time.
It could be, who knows? It's 2020. I mean, it could be all dark outside for all we know. This week, we have a wonderful guest, Dr. Shivi Gupta from San Diego, California. And we're going to have a nice conversation about her practice, what's working well, what some struggles are, some advice that she has for everybody. But, of course, before we get into this week's interview, let me turn it over to our lovely co-host, Meredith, who will give you our sales pitch of the week.
Well, to start, I have a review. This review says, highly recommend. 5 stars.
Ooh.
One of the best podcasts in dentistry to listen to. Great advice that has been very beneficial to my everyday practice. I have been to a couple of their CE courses as well. Money well spent. T-Bone is one of the people I highly respect in dentistry, next to only my real life mentor, and he knows how to run the dental world and shares it with others freely.
Why can't I be number one?
It looks like they have a real friend, not just a virtual friend.
That is
that they talk back to on the podcast.
Well, that is I've just thrown that review out.
Because you're not number one?
Because bottom line is I everything was great until they said next to, of course, my real life mentor. I mean, now I'm not listening anymore.
All right. Well, before the Drama King rants on, I just want to remind you guys that we do have a live patient implant program filling up for 2021. Our sleep classes are filling up for 2021. So if you want to start the year off strong and get in any of these, feel free to reach out.
Yeah, and this isn't one of those things where we're telling you that it's filling up. Like, you know how you get some of those emails where they say, only 3 spots left.
There's like 100.
There's like 100 spots, and then next week they're canceling the event. You know, it's not like that. Certainly not with the implant program, the sleep program. You know, we do great with the sleep program, so you do need to do that. And then, you know, I think part of that also is people want to get back into in-person experience, and of course, we, at least here in North Carolina, we've taken a decision to limit our attendance to allow for social distancing and perceived safety.
Yeah, and so, if you are listening to this in November, when it's coming out, we do have our live stream sleep course available. Still.
Yeah, and we'll have in-person online courses. There's no reason not to learn, bottom line. I mean, it's as good as it gets now. So, all right, let me introduce our guest for the week. Shivi, how are you doing? It's such a good view, isn't it? It's amazing. You look so light on here compared to me. I'm so dark. I am so, you know, like, so you're Indian as well, correct?
Yes, I am.
I'm double checking. You're Canadian, so I don't know if Canadians count as real Indians. But did you grow up where your parents would be like, don't go outside, you might get dark?
So, I mean, I still kind of do that now, unfortunately.
Yeah, so lots of that, sunscreen.
That might be why I'm lighter.
No, but it's I make other Indians look great right now because I haven't been, I've spent more time outside this last 6 months than ever. I played golf for a week in 98 degree. I felt like my skin was blistering up, and I turned as dark as the hair on my skin there. And so I make, you know, I'm a, that's why my parents don't like me.
You're a good friend.
That's why my parents don't love me right now, because I'm dark.
<It's> so bad.
You can't go swimming, please. You'll get dark. All right, Chevy, give us the scoop. Who is Chevy Gupta? Where are you from? All, you know, kind of give our listeners a little into introduction to yourself.
Sure. Yeah. I grew up in Canada. And I grew up in Canada, right in the middle in cold Canada. And I did dental school in Canada. And then I met my husband, and he kind of drew a line across the U.S. and said, we can live anywhere below this line so he can golf year round. Mm-hmm. And I ended up doing an externship in San Antonio for a residency there. I loved it. He was on staff. He's a plastic surgeon, so he was working at the health science there. And then I did a 1 year AEGD, which was amazing. We stayed there for another year. Yeah, I went from extremely cold to extremely hot, and I just wanted it just right. So we moved to San Diego.
San Diego is not just right. That is, by the way, San Diego is not a cross section of real weather.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's there's no real bell curve. It's just 72-ish year round.
So Meredith, listen to this. So yesterday we were planning, because we're going to play golf today. You can drink that, by the way.
Okay, yes.
So we're going to play golf today, Chevy and I and Chris and JP. And Chris goes, hi, it's warmer than I expected. I brought all my winter clothes, okay? And then Chevy goes, what's the temperature tomorrow? I'm like, 79, 80. Oh, it's going to be so hot. That's literally word for word what she said. She's like, oh, my God, it's going to be so hot. And I'm thinking to myself, my God, where do you live?
Right.
Melting a little bit.
You and Chris are opposites because she's cold.
Well, I don't know. Right? Portland's kind of a tempered climate.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Vancouver, yeah. Washington, yeah, Portland.
Yeah. Not too cold. Yeah.
Not too cold. All right. So now you're in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about how you got to San Diego, and talk to us a little bit about the makeup of your practice.
Sure. Yeah. So we have three doctors, myself, my partner, and an associate. And
are you guys 50-50 partners?
We are. Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Yep. And we have four hygienists, three assistants, and about four or five front office members, depending on who's out on maternity leave. And it's great. I mean, we...
How long you been in San Diego as a dentist, and how long you been partners?
Yes, yeah, so I've been in San Diego as a dentist for 15 years, and Tony, my partner, Tony Hatch, he started the practice in 2008, and I joined him in 2010.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys joined that early on. Okay.
Yeah, actually. So early on, actually, he took a couple of days off just so they could have me in the practice. So
right.
he wouldn't work Thursday and Friday, so I could come on because it was still it was a scratch practice, and they were still building. But we knew we'd be a good fit together, and so then we started working together. And then in 2015, I bought in.
Okay. So you were an associate for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, where can I get one of those from?
our current associate's been with us for over 5 years.
Why are you
now.
Laughing, Meredith?
Because I know how they...
Why are you
I've
laughing?
I've been through them.
Why are you laughing?
Because I know you.
So, you know, all right. So now we're... So tell me, what is your practice? What kind of dentistry do you guys do? I'm sorry. I'm just got a little bit off there. What kind of dentistry do you do? Are you doing Walmart dentistry? Are you doing Saks Fifth Avenue dentistry? Are you doing, you know, private equity dentistry? Yeah. I mean, what is it that we're doing?
We're a restorative practice. We are fee-for-service, but I can't say that because we do take Delta Dental insurance.
That's the only insurance?
That's the only insurance okay, we take. Sure. It's great patients, great families. We have a dream to let it go at some point, but it's...
When you say let it go, what do you mean by that?
To not Delta. Be a network. Delta okay. Dental Premier. So.
I thought sure, you have a dream to let the practice go.
No, not there yet. Delta Dental Premier. But like I said, good families and they understand dentistry. So it's been good.
Has that always been just Delta Dental?
No, we started with more and then slowly came off of them. But that's been over 7 years now.
All right, if you don't mind, mm-hmm. I'd like to kind of move into a conversation about the insurance. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you joined in 2010, how many networks were you guys in with? Roughly numbers.
Maybe like 10, 15.
Okay, so yeah. like all in mm-hmm. with insurance, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're in a building phase, you're taking insurance, okay? And so 2010 through 2015, when you became a partner, how many were you in with at that point?
Just Delta Dental at that
point. Okay, so so while you were an associate, mm-hmm. you guys had transitioned to essentially no insurance, but right. with Delta Dental.
Right.
How'd right. that process go?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
I mean, it was fine. We would just write the letters to the patients. We would lose some patients, but at the same time, the reason why we could do it is because we were growing. Okay. We were growing our just the practice, the patients that came through our marketing. And so we do market quite a bit. We do okay. the postcards, direct mail to their house. We do a lot of events in the neighborhood and the community. So as our practice was growing like that, we were able to let go. And patients, you know, a lot of patients left and a lot came back and went on to our membership program mm-hmm. or something like that because they saw the value for what we offered.
Okay. I'm writing some notes down. Okay. Meredith just said we'll do a short one and I don't think this is going to be a short one.
But I think that's a big part of what's working in your office, what we yeah. were going to get into.
Yeah. So we're going to, yeah, that's fair. Thank you. That's good. So you know? You're going to keep me on track here.
Okay? Yeah.
All right.
No, but I think that is because a lot of people, I think, fear dropping insurance that they're going to lose a lot of their patients or that, you know, people aren't going to come back. And so when you hear from someone who did it and how it worked out.
As an associate, how involved were you in this? Because you were an associate for 2010 to 2015. How involved or... How did you perceive that transition?
No, I actually wasn't that involved in deciding okay. when to drop. You know, the office manager at the time, mm-hmm. Laura Hatch, I mean, she really understood this well, and sure. she worked a lot with numbers. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we could estimate if this was a right time to drop which ones. But as an associate, I focus more on just the flow of the office and my dentistry and making sure everything was running well in the practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, but ultimately you were happy with the transition to dropping this.
Oh, absolutely. Plans. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. yeah.
Like it didn't affect your busyness to a certain degree?
No, we did it at the right time.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we did it at the right
time. I'll have to get Laura on maybe and talk to her about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be good. All right. So let's talk about, so what I want to focus on now is a segment where we're going to talk about, the big advice, like what's, I don't want to say what's unique because that's not the, you know, that's not always the right word, but really like I'm trying to do a thing where we ask people, if you were to give somebody, if somebody were to ask you, hey, what's your thing? What do you think is the thing that I should take from your practice? What should I take from Shivi's practice and bring into mine? I really want to have a conversation around that. So talk to us about that.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So we are a digital practice. you know, CAD CAM, we have all the technology. And that was kind of our thing because, you know, what separates you out? We do same day dentistry. Well, in San Diego, we have the highest dentist to CAD CAM ratio in the country. So it's not really a thing anymore. It's not a unique thing. Yes, right. We enjoy it. The patients love it, but it's not that unique. And honestly, patients don't really know. So for us, it's the customer service. It's the customer experience. And that's just been something that everybody in our practice needs to understand. They need to want to do it. I think it takes a certain personality of a person who can keep providing that same level of customer service. But that's our thing. That's what we focus on. Every team meeting we have, there's always a discussion around how can we make our customer service better? What can we do? What are we doing that's working? Is there anything that anyone sees where there's an out point of customer service in our workflow with our patients?
All right. So can you be a little bit more specific with me on that?
Yeah. So, one thing that's helped us the most, I would say, is the headsets that we use in our practice.
Okay.
So, the practice is big in that we have one bay where there's the doctors and then the one bay where there's the hygienist, and it's separated by two sterilization areas.
Oh, that's a long walk. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to get all my steps in, Meredith.
Yeah. We'd have to scoot him down the hall.
We're getting close to that now.
Could you imagine if you're on roller skates and we could just push you?
Or a hoverboard so I could go to jail? That would be even better.
It just light on fire or something.
All right. So number one is headsets.
And okay. It's been... So basically the reason why it's huge is anybody in the practice can be really efficient during their day if they have downtime or if they need to get something done because someone can find them in a minute. You know, hygienist needs help periocharting, they can ask for help and whoever's available can help them. But more than that, everybody in the practice knows where somebody needs help, you know, and they can get to that. Or if there's a patient in the lobby and they've been waiting, you know, for a minute too long, maybe somebody else can come and get them seated because the assistant's running behind, or somebody can help a hygienist change over a room because they know that somebody's waiting. So that's kind of one of our big things is we never want anybody waiting past their appointment time.
Well, that's gone away in our practice now because we just make people wait in the car. So they never wait in our practice anymore. We have zero waiting time. We have zero waiting
inside.
Time. We have zero lobby waiting time now. We just take people straight from the car to the chair. So we're beating you. So
that's that. Yeah. Yes, you're definitely beating us. Our reception room, luckily, is bigger. So we were able to do a lot of rearranging of our furniture so we can have everybody spaced out there.
I don't want to get into COVID stuff, so we'll keep going. Yeah. All right, so let's go past headsets now.
Yes, and so let's see, what else is...
You had mentioned that during team meetings that you guys talk about this. Give me something, if you don't mind, that stuck out to you, like at a team meeting, because look, I always try to be honest with people, right? So I have yet to meet a dentist who doesn't tell me they serve their patients well or that they don't provide good customer service, right? So it's one of those, to a certain degree, it's one of those things that I think, it's super important, don't get me wrong, okay? But it's one of those things where people, I and maybe it's just me, have a hard time saying, this is an area that we need to work on, or this is something that popped up that we can do better. Okay, because our intention is always to treat people unbelievably well, but the word, what I wrote down here was, and I think we're using the wrong words. There's customer service versus customer experience. Okay, and I think we all do a great job, intentions at customer service, like we want to treat people well, but the customer experience is an area that we need to spend more time focusing on. It's not necessarily how we treat people. It's how people perceive our experience in our practice.
Right. And that's kind of what we do. So we think of somebody coming into our practice as a guest in our home.
Right.
Okay. So somebody walks in the door, they need to be greeted. They should never be walking around the practice on their own. They should be escorted everywhere they go because, you go to someone's house, you don't know where the bathroom is. And, you know, somebody says, oh, down the hall to the left. And you're in a weird environment. It's you don't know. Am I going to walk into something that I don't want to see?
Am I going to walk into somebody else in the bathroom?
It's possible.
It's likely. So that's something that we do in our meetings is we role play. We do a lot of role playing. So something for that patient Flo will actually get up and walk around and show how, you know, you don't call out the name into the reception room. We have all the patient pictures on the charts. Mm-hmm. You check and see who the patient is first, and you can walk up to them.
So, no, you don't have somebody standing at the door saying, Meredith Cooper. Meredith Cooper.
Right. You know? Yeah, we know you. We know, and that's another thing. I mean, before a new patient comes into the practice, their appointment notes, everybody knows we want as many details as possible about them before they come into the practice. And every morning there's a team huddle, and everything about that patient, this is the only time we print out something for ourselves, is that morning schedule, and everything and every is written about the patient, about their family, or anything that we want the whole team to be on the same page about that person, if there's a birthday coming up, or and then also outstanding treatment or balances, so everybody can be ready for that. But that helps us know the patient.
But people that owe money?
No, never.
What kind of practice are they running over there, Meredith, where they have patients with balances? I mean,
what?
And unscheduled treatment? I thought treatment acceptance was 100%. Shiva, you need to get back to the drawing board, girl.
You must have a course for that or something.
We're going to export.
Help me.
Help, I'm poor. We're going to export you back to Canada. TPP. Okay.
Well, I'm American now, so they won't even take me right now.
That's true. They won't.
They won't let me in.
They won't take you in right now.
So, yeah. So, I mean, when a new patient comes in, we want them to already feel like we know them, you know? Yeah. And so, based on who's walking in at that point, we don't have their picture, but they should know based on everybody else who's walking in.
Kind of like the puzzle pieces fit, like at 9 o'clock and stuff like that.
Yeah. You know who's walking in the door, and you make them feel good and have that conversation with them. We want, anytime there's somebody there waiting, we want our team members to be having a discussion with them. You know, people feel like they're waiting when they're not doing anything. And if somebody's engaging in conversation with them, that time goes away, and then they get to know us a little bit better.
You know, where you do this to people when they walk in, right? Like, wait, you know, that kind of thing. And that, nobody likes that, right?
No, right.
You know, like, I want somebody to, like, I may be on the phone with somebody, but I want to make, like, Meredith, pretend like you're walking in, I'm talking to Chevy. Like, you know, I want to make contact with you and at least acknowledge you, right? Not the whole this. I mean, that drives me nuts when people do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or being on the phone. That. Like, you got to, you know, we let each other know, message somebody that, you know, there's a patient coming in, somebody come up to the front if we need to, just, you know, a lot of communication. And that's actually the biggest part, is communication 101. If somebody sends something out, we need somebody to respond back. So everyone knows, because sometimes somebody will say, oh, Dr. Gupta's patient's here. And if I don't hear the assistant respond back, I'm wondering, like, did somebody hear that? Are they going to get seated on time? What's going to happen?
Do you have a headset?
So I have a walkie-talkie that sits on my desk. So if I'm there, I hear everything that's going on. Otherwise, my assistant... or wherever I'm at, if I'm, you know, having a snack in the break room, they know I don't have a headset, so they'll come and find me anytime. So they're the assistant or the front office, they know that we don't have an actual headset on our...
My team won't give me a headset.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't, he'll
talk. Add to the chaos. Yeah, he's not allowed to have one.
Not even a headset, it's an earpiece. Yeah. I want to be like a bouncer.
Yeah. We have the walkie-talkies that have the...
Yeah, that's what... Yeah. So I just keep a walkie-talkie on my desk, but...
I bought Revis, R-E-V-I-S, walkie-talkies, headsets from Amazon. Mm-hmm. They were dirt cheap. They're $200 for like 8 of them.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, because you probably bought the dental ones. So, but that's fine.
We had like nice Motorola ones, and I think when we needed one or two more, it was like a couple $100. The whole set was like $1,000.
I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not buying those again.
And then we went for the Amazon Basics.
And dude, now it's great. They're disposable. I live in a disposable world now. Yeah. People, women, friends.
We're going to cut that part out.
Anything else on customer service you'd like to share with people? Like, if I walk to your practice and I walk in as a patient, yeah, you're going to know my name. Is there anything else unique about the service?
I want to say it's just the vibe. I mean, I think people just feel that, you know, the team's happy to be there. Yeah. We all have a good time. I mean, in the end, I think that's, you know, my partner and I, that's kind of our thing, is like, you know, if we're not having fun, why are we doing this? You know, why are we away from our families? Why are we...
Because we got bills to pay.
Yeah, well, that too, yes.
Last time I checked, we got bills to pay.
So it's
Shivy
just
likes
it's
nicer vibe. Things in life.
I do. That's okay. We approve. We work hard for it.
You know, I'll say it again because I just need to say it. Dentists don't have an income problem. We have an expense problem, you know, and because like we were joking around before we got on air about, you know, being able to work less or being able to just not work or whatever it is. And, you know, my answer was, well, I guess we could just live a lesser lifestyle. And then the answer's like, oh, no.
I'll work. I really want that to go up.
Yeah. I'll work 7 days a week.
Well, you do, Meredith. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Love you, Meredith.
Absolutely. So I wrote down a few notes because I want people to, what pointed out to me was I wrote down customer service versus customer experience. The experience is more important than the service, okay? Because everybody tries to treat people nice. It's the little moments where you treat people nice that make them have a good experience, I think. It's like when somebody's walking, like your example, when you're walking into a new place, if you're greeted at the door or if you're, not at the door, but if you're greeted very warmly the moment you walk in, it just makes you feel better. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like, okay, hey, I'm in the right place. Little things like walking people to the bathroom. You know, in our office, it's little things like, you know, I like to take their payment in the back so that they don't have to do that uncomfortably at the front, you know, with other people around. And, you know, it's the experience. To me, experience is also the ability to text and communicate to our office that way. You know, those things are part of customer service, but it's ultimately the customer experience that drives that. I wrote down that headsets equal communication. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have headsets when you got there in 2010?
No, we started when we moved to our newer building in 2012, maybe, or something. Okay. When it became a bigger place.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Every time I talk to people about headsets, not every time, a significant percentage of time, people will say, well, my team won't like it, or we don't need it, we're a small office. And I will argue that every practice needs headsets because it's mm-hmm. a great way to communicate. You know, so I'll always say that. Every practice needs headsets. I mean, they're dirt cheap now. Mm-hmm. They work, and your team will bitch and moan about it at the beginning. And then, like, I bet you if we took headsets away from everybody right now, they would bitch and moan about that.
Yeah.
But then again, they'd just bitch and moan.
We'll cut that part out, too. So I would say it doesn't really matter how big your practice is. Yeah. People-wise or space-wise, I mean, there's times you're literally 2 feet away from the person right outside their door telling them something on the radio that you don't want to say.
Yeah, out loud.
Too right. loud for right. anyone else to hear. I mean, I think it's just a great way to not just communicate, you know, your patients here. And I think that's what people think it is. They're like, well, I get my patients. I see when my patients come in. Like, it's so much more than that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, get another x-ray or do, and it's just immediate. You know, you're not waiting. Did they see that on the instant messenger? Yeah.
Well, you know, for me, a lot of things, it's when do I got to do hygiene checks?
Oh, yeah. We have a whole system for that. Yeah. So that's, and also, you know, bringing patients up to the front or putting them into a consult. So every patient we take into a consult room to discuss treatment so they can see everything. But, you know, we stagger all that. Or, you know, if somebody's not ready for a checkout, we, you know, let them know, just, you know, hang out for a minute, have a conversation and walk up slowly. Yeah. So, you know, the patient feels like we're ready for them when they're when they're done.
Take that 30-foot stroll very slowly. Yeah, very slowly. I would be good at that.
Can you slow down? You start showing them pictures on the wall. I'm not available. Have you seen this case
here? I would excel at walking slow. The other thing I wrote down is role playing. Mm-hmm. I will argue that very few practices role play. I would argue, when's the last time we really role played, Meredith, at our practice? It's been a while.
Yeah, we used to do that during most of the monthly meetings.
Yeah, and we've gotten away from it a little bit the last few months. So we need to get back to that. So role play is important.
Well, we do it for our, like we do front office meetings, assistant meetings, hygiene meetings. And for any of that, anytime there's a new discussion that we want to talk about, if it's for consultations or treatment planning or anything, we go through that. We run through that. And so they just feel comfortable. And it's just all about the verbiage.
Do you have people wear costumes?
On Halloween, yes.
Okay. Nobody's role-playing their costumes? Like,
we're going to cut that part out, too, also. But Halloween is... We just had Halloween.
Yeah. Or we're getting ready to have Halloween, depending on when you listen to this or when I actually get it out. The other thing I wrote down, and I put a star next to this, is culture. is your practice culture. And I'm not saying your culture is right, my culture is right. Culture is so personal. You know, the practice has to have the personality, and that personality needs to match the owner, the owner's vision. You know, there are owners who are just kind of blah. They're like wet noodles, right? But they may have that desire that, listen, this practice can't be like me. This practice has to be something else. Right. And they need to make that clear and establish a culture. You know, I used to say your culture needs to match the owner, but that's not true. Because the culture needs to practice, needs to match what the owner wants the culture to be. You know, there are offices that are very formalized. It's like this, 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 this. Everything has to be this way. It's not about fun. It's about this, right? Then there's practices where it's literally all fun.
Right.
And then, you know, some things fall back. But if that makes somebody happy, great.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, the culture has to really match what people are doing. Yeah, absolutely. Some other things that you mentioned that I want to kind of I don't want to necessarily go off on them, like get into a talk about them, is you mentioned that when you started, Tony took days off to be able to allow you to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wrote down was days off to quote unquote afford an associate. And it's really actually the opposite in a sense, right? In other words, he's willing to take a pay cut to be able to see the greater vision of, hey, we've got a, and he may regret it now, but we've got a potentially good candidate, okay? But he or she needs 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days of work to meet their goals, their lifestyle, whatever it is. So maybe I'll take a little bit of a haircut to see if this works. And I think that's I think more dentists need to do that, whether that's with team members to add a new position or associates so that you can get the right one or even get one. You know, I'll argue that I don't want any dentist to practice as a solo dentist. That is one of my missions, is to help people understand that nobody needs to practice alone anymore. I'm not saying you need a partner. You need not be alone. Even if you're an associate, I don't want people to be an associate as a sole provider in a practice. I don't want that even. I want everybody to have multiple doctors in a single location, in an individual location. Then you talked about your membership program.
Mm-hmm.
So that as people want to transition away from less insurance towards less insurance, membership program becomes more important to do that. So that's something new that we're doing in 2020. Is adding a membership program. So as we drop a few dental plans, that we have a place for some of these patients to fall into. So you would say that's been important for you?
Yeah, it's great because it helps our team give another option as well. Mm-hmm. For some of the cash patients. And then people feel like they're a part of our family, you know, they're a member of our group and they like it. They get those.
Do you get a card like you get at Costco?
No, we don't. We should do that. No, we don't, but we should do that.
You won't accept the virtual version, right?
Yeah, no,
T-Bone got kicked out of Costco yesterday.
I was trying to buy 8 pounds of filet mignons, and I got to the checkout line, and you know I own the Costco membership, and my wife is a secondary, but I don't carry any cards with me, and I don't think Costco has a wallet, you know, Apple Wallet card. Maybe they do, and so I took a picture. I had you guys send me a picture of a card, and I went and scanned, and the lady goes, "We can't accept it." I'm like, I had the shirt on that had dental arts, and it's something else that had 3D dentist on it. On the card, it says 3D dentist Raleigh Dental Arts. I'm like, this is me, and, you know. And they're like, no, unfortunately, you can't. So I just dropped all my stuff and left. I said, all right, then you guys can put this back. I'm out. You know, it's just how it's going to work.
First club he's been kicked out of.
Not. I've been kicked out of a lot of places. All right, so we've talked about many things that are working well in your practice. Tell me where are you struggling?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, podcast family. T-Bone here, bringing you our newest live patient implant training.
Full Arch Express. For dentists already placing implants and ready to level up and continue building their implant practice, this is the golden ticket. We're diving deep into Full Arch Implants, the hottest game changer in implant dentistry. In this program, we tackle both overdentures and all-on-X fixed hybrids, mastering techniques that are essential for modern, comprehensive dental care. It's about getting your hands on the tools and techniques that will replace the doubt and fear with confidence and predictability. Here's the kicker. There's live patient training right here in North Carolina. You're not just learning theories. You're in the operatory doing real work on real patient from start to finish, guided one-on-one by our expert 3D mentors. You'll learn the nuances of each approach, ensuring you can cater to a wide range of patients to maximize revenue. Speaking of revenue, with me, you know it's not just about the clinical skills. We're bringing business into this aspect too, teaching you how to integrate these advanced services profitably into your practice. So are you ready to rise up to the top in implant dentistry? Join us at the Full Arch Express. This isn't just another course, it's a career-defining leap. Head to www.3ddentist.com to enroll in our next session. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now, back to this week's episode.
Well, you know, we've been have a successful practice for over 10 years, and we get comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's nice. We come in, we see our patients, we have coffee, we, you know, hang out with a group of team members that we like, and it's been hard to implement new things. So we did try sleep. We took a course up in San Francisco. We came back. We had somebody come into the practice for a day, shut down, just couldn't have it take off. So we kind of just left that. And then now recently, after the shutdown, for me, I was starting to feel that, okay, now I'm going back to doing the same thing. I really did want something new. So normally for me, something exciting is, you know, taking pictures of my cases, sharing my cases. I like doing that. That makes me excited.
You especially know. When I give you comments back.
Yes, I wait for those ones. And so I have a Facebook group for women dentists, Rocking Sarek. And so it's nice to... I know, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Listen, that is...
You shouldn't have
remember
told him that.
Remember that golf tournament that you're having that's only men?
No, it's not only men. No. It is not only men.
He said long as they're all staying at the house,
yes, this because I'm tournament not gonna, will I'm be not, only I'm men. Not, I'm not having... I want to be clear about... We have a 3D cup that we're going to hold. Right now, we do it once a year. Starting 2021, we're going to do it twice a year. Okay. One of those is going to be where we stay in that. We're going to rent a home. This time, it's my home. And stay together. And in that situation, I'm not comfortable creating a co-ed environment.
Right.
Okay? I'm very comfortable with lots of things, but that's not something that I'm comfortable with. Now, when we do our 3D cup where it's going to be at a resort hotel... I'm in for all women. I mean, I want to hang out with all women. I kind of like that, right?
And that's what he's used to every day.
Yeah. So, So now, what is your group called?
Women Dentists Rocking Sarek, but you might not be approved.
He's going to make a fake Facebook
membership thing.
I'm writing it down right
now. He's making a fake Facebook tonight. He'll pay someone to make
a
fake
Facebook. No, I'm going to get Mona to write me a letter saying that I'm a woman. Okay? That I've talked to her about considering being a woman and that you have to let me. I'm going to call Mark Zuckerberg that you guys are discriminating.
A little bit.
Discriminating against. Like if I had a group that said men dentists Rocking Sarek, what would happen?
You would just have it.
No one would join.
So my point was is you know what do I do besides like the regular dentistry we do every day? I mean, smile cases are exciting. My sheer smile cases are exciting. Aligning teeth, it's fun. But you know, so this is something extra that I'll do. Take pictures, post cases. It's fun for me. But after the shutdown, I really was like, what do I want to do? Like, you know, I'm comfortable. What's something new? And so now for me, it's been starting implants.
Yeah.
So I haven't extracted a tooth in 15 years.
Well, that's not true right now.
Now it's not.
I mean, you just were here 4 weeks ago.
Mine is 4 weeks. And so
And now you're Surgeon Chivy.
I'm actually Surgeon. So
it just flows, okay?
It really does. And that was my goal. And
did you go home and tell your husband?
So actually on the golf course, I was playing with him and I hit two really good shots in a row. I'm like, honey, I'm a golfer. He's like, no. You're a surgeon golfer. So yes, he hears about it all. He hears about it all. So,
He's like a real surgeon.
Yes.
Well, surgeons don't consider plastic surgeons real surgeons because they do
cosmetic.
They do cosmetic. I mean, like surgeons are like my brother is an oral surgeon, but he's a maxillofacial oral surgeon and he does trauma and stuff. He's like, and I was talking to him about my oral surgeon friends. He's like, they're not real surgeons.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking? They just take out teeth.
No. So my husband did a year at MD Anderson. So he does a lot of
cancer work.
Yeah. So he can, but I think it's easier to do the cosmetic stuff. But so the point is for me, I was like, oh. Maybe how many years do I have left? I really want to start doing this.
How many years do I have left?
But wait, when we started, she just said, I want to work while I'm still young.
Yeah. How many years do I have left? All right, so
but I have to I have to share my experience on this because, I mean, my whole team felt my excitement. I got back the live part for me extracting teeth here.
So I can I would like to frame this commercial extremely well. Okay. What Chivy is referring to is our live patient implant continuum where we teach people how to do extractions, blood draws, bone grafting, socket preservation, pre-implant therapy, basically setting it up for implants. And then we do digital implant placement, which is the weekend you're here for now after participating in the first weekend. So let's go now. So that people, and if you're interested, you just need to talk to that person right over there, Meredith, about signing up.
So the reason, in my residency, I did extractions, 18 years ago, my goodness. And I liked it, but I didn't love it. I didn't love it. I'm like, there's a lot of other things I can do really, really well. This is hard for me. And so I left it. And now we came to the course and it was exciting. And having that hands-on part where I extracted teeth with
an human instructor. Beings.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Live people with an instructor to really help me understand where to elevate, what to do.
How to raise a flap even.
How to raise a flap, absolutely. And even just going through the, in the course of, make sure you numb everywhere. So if you have to raise a flap last minute, all these little details are stuff that for 15 years I've been going to CE a lot, but as soon as they talk about surgery or extra, I tune out. So I'm really kind of behind on that curve. So I went back to my practice. And since then I've done maybe 5-6 extractions, which I posted to our group. I can't tell you the high I felt. Like I was nervous walking into that room because, I planned it all. I looked at the cone beams. I really thought, what am I going to do here? But that high for me, I haven't had that high in a long time. In dentistry because,
need to go to Colorado more often. Well, you're in California.
I'm in California.
It's allowed there too, I'm
so
sure.
So it was exciting and it was cool for my team to see it. And, my partner, we're not doing root canals in our practice. Yeah. And he was like, I need something like that. And he actually, in September, went and did a root canal course. Yeah. And, he got it. Like he could just see, my excitement for it.
Maybe you should talk to your friend Chris. Because she admitted they don't do root canals in their practice.
I don't think root canals are quite as exciting.
Dude, yeah, I don't want to do it. I'm really happy.
There's nothing about sticking your file in a hole. That's super exciting. I mean, come on. Especially when you can do it four times in one tooth. I mean, that's like it's a great appointment.
So yeah,
we're going to probably take that out.
Yeah. And we're going to
So I want to back up for a second. Okay. So you mentioned that, coming back to COVID, I think COVID was very eye-opening for a lot of people, okay? If you take away the fear, the financial insecurity that came with it and all of that, take away some of those things, I think COVID allowed people to internally reflect on, hey, what do I like, not like about my practice, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so basically what I heard from you is that you came back from COVID and you started getting back into your old routines.
Right.
And the light bulb went off and like, hey, I promised myself I was not going to let this happen. And there's nothing wrong with your old routine. It's clearly successful. It's clearly fun. It's clearly all of those things. But people that build successful practices are typically driven, and that they want to continue to feel this continuous expansion or this continuous forward progress, right? And so what held you back for 15 years or 10 years or 5 years? You know, what I've been on you about implants for at least 3 years now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a little bit of fear for me with extractions. I think the implant part I wasn't as daunting, but it was just more the extraction part. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then honestly, I was happy. I mean, you know, I really was content and successful, and I thought, well, I could actually focus more on aligners, or mm-hmm. I could focus more on smile. I mean, there's so many things. We don't do a full set of pictures for our new patients. So if we did that, I could probably do more cosmetics. There's so many ways I could even just grow my practice right now.
You just need to come hang out with me for a week or two.
Yes, we can do that. And so that's kind of it. It was like there was always ways to expand what we already have that I enjoyed. I really enjoy working on my practice and making it better.
Right.
So there was always that. And I don't know. I just thought I couldn't finish my career without doing implants. You know, I didn't think it was for me. And as I keep, you know, especially being in the digital realm, you see everybody's doing it. I'm like, I know I can do this. And I'm so happy that, you know, I'm going to do this, because it's so funny in my mind now is that, like, I'm a real doctor.
You're a real doctor.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying people that don't do it aren't real, but I think, what do you have to lose at the end of the day? I'm talking to other people, everybody listening, is what do you have to lose? Just try it and see. You know, you don't know. Like, I didn't think I was going to do root canals until Samir did a root canal on me. I'm like, God, that was pretty simple. I can do that. You know, and I didn't do extractions for the longest time. I didn't do implants for the longest time. And to me, each time it's just this taking that first step. I'm not jumping off the cliff, but I'm taking that first step off the cliff. I've still got 1 foot back into what I used to do, and I could always take a step back. But we got to kind of get a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's that level of uncomfortable that is super, super important to get people to get people to move forward. It's got to get uncomfortable. So you've gone back. You've done a few extractions now. Extraction, 5 or 6.
Crafting,
which
yep.
is so. And how just again, how many did you do last year? Zero.
Zero.
Zero, right?
And the year before that.
Zero.
Zero. And the last 14 years, zero.
Yeah, and that was kind of the exciting part, too.
And these are patients you used to refer out?
Yeah, and so my associate does place implants, mm-hmm. But, you know, same thing. She picks and chooses her cases, so it would have been referring out. I have a great oral surgeon, great periodontist.
Are you doing PRP yet in the practice?
No.
All right, so that's one thing we got to make sure that you get back on. How was that? Drawing blood and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved it. It was great. Yeah, it was great. I wore all white that day. So Chris, my partner, was so concerned about getting blood on me.
You know, you have to look good for the surgery.
She was like, and I only brought 3 outfits, so I didn't have another choice.
Yeah, I had to wear my all Chanel outfit that day. I'm kidding.
Don't. You're not kidding. I don't know if you're not kidding.
I'm just saying. But great. And then so now you're setting up cases for future implants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one next week. Ready?
Yeah. So I'm super excited to see how you do this weekend. You're going to do great. I'll argue that this weekend is easier than last weekend. There's less moving parts. Placing the implant, honestly, is, I think, easier than extracting and grafting. Absolutely. Well, thank you for your support. And
before we move on, I have a attendee text message review of our digital implant continuum. They have not been here since June, and they said, just wanted to say a big thanks to this group. I've learned a bunch over the last 2 days. You don't get that continual feedback from other CE courses. My immediate implant went great.
Oh, good. You know, the other thing and that Elise in our group had mentioned, I think one of the things she took away was changing kind of some of the things in terms of how she practices mm-hmm. in her diagnosis. And so much about our CE, what I'm super proud of in our CE is that it's not just about the implants or the extractions. It's also about, hey, listen, let's do the things in our practice so that we can do more of these things. So that's always super, super important. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to have, this time I'm going to have you pick 3 cards and give them to me.
Okay.
So you can pick and choose which ones.
It's like we're in Vegas.
Perfect. One.
Oh, you're practicing.
Two. Three. Okay. Thank you for
those. So this is from the pod decks.
Yeah, this interview questions, you know, to get a little excitement into what we're doing. You ready?
I'm ready.
I feel nervous for you.
No, these are legit questions.
Okay.
Have you ever worn clothing with the labels tags still attached?
Well, yes, unknowingly. I mean, a baseball hat for sure.
I always cut the part that says, by penalty of law, don't cut this off. I take that off on all my clothes.
I think that's until you buy it.
You've never bought something and said, I don't know if I'm going to like it. I'm going to continue to wear these. I'm going to leave the tag on these underwear and then if
on
I
the underwear? Want, oh, my God. Yeah. Well, no, because
that wouldn't bother you.
Most of the customer service, customer experience places, they let you return without tags anymore. Nordstrom, you can return something after like 5 years.
After wearing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Did I see Chris with tags on her clothes yesterday? I saw tags on somebody's clothes this week. I can't remember who it was. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, I don't think
it was on purpose.
That was a stupid question. Okay. Of course, everybody leaves tags on their clothes. If everything in your house, how did we get this same question? If everything in your house had to be one color, what color would you choose?
Oh, like a light purple. Easy.
Lilac.
Yeah, it's calming, it's soothing. It would just calm all my kids down.
You want
down.
Your house to look like the Grimace?
Or no, not that bright. Not,
or, you know, like Barney the
elf. No. Wrong purple. Wrong purple.
Ooh, this one's going to be tough for you. Okay, because you're going to make somebody angry with this answer. Okay. Who would you most like to sit next to on a 10-hour flight and why?
Oh, yes. I mean, the be obvious careful, answer.
Be careful with your choices.
It could be a celebrity, though.
It has to be a friend.
I know what I'm supposed
wants you to
say
pick
now.
No, don't pick me.
So, honestly, I'm gonna say my daughter. Oh, my gosh.
How old is she?
She's 13, and we both love Avengers, and we always take the full set of Avengers on our computer with us, and we sit there and we watch them. And
I thought they have movies on first class seats.
Sometimes when you have 3 kids, you don't always get to do that life. I have to really? Place, I'm can just going to place a couple more implants.
Can you talk to my wife about that? So you would choose your 13-year-old daughter.
Yes, it's so
much. What would you say to Mona Patel and Chris and all your other, what was that group? All your other members from women.
The rock and roll group.
Women, dentists, rock and Sarek. What would you say to all, this is going to make it to their group. And you didn't choose any of them.
That's why we're all such good friends. We have such understanding relationships.
Whatever. That's girls for you.
Whatever. Everybody, thank you so much. Shivy, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for all you do in dentistry. Keep getting out there and promoting women dentists standing up.
And Rock and Sarek.
But standing up behind men. I'm somebody's going, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
We'll cut that part out. No, I'm just kidding.
There's a lot of cutting out in this episode.
I'm joking. We don't have to cut any.
How can people
out.
Get in touch with you? What's the best way?
Email shivigupta.dmd/surgeon. shivigupta.dmd@gmail.
I was going to say, they just type in shivigupta.dmd and send it. I mean,
/surgeon.
You should get a new one, surgeon shivy.
Yeah, gmail.com. Yes.
That'll be my new Facebook.
Surgeon shivy. My new Facebook group. .com.
Yeah. You can join that Facebook group.
Dentists who think they're surgeons.
All right, on
featuring
that note.
Featuring
Shivy. On that note, thank you. Please leave us reviews and support 3D Dentists. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.